Thanks, Sherry. Good morning. It is good to be here this morning. I'm so happy to see everyone that's here. It's such a wonderful day when the church is able to come together and present children for the Lord's blessing. A very special time. One of my greatest pleasures, actually, and parents, I hope you agree with me, one of my greatest pleasures as an adult has been the raising of my children. Donna and I both refer to the fact that God has blessed us with the children. At times, it's a challenge. But you know what? The blessings far outweigh the challenges. As a parent, and as a pastor, or as a parent, and you might say as a Christian, my greatest concern is that my children would be raised in the knowledge and the respect of God. Now, I don't know about some of you there and those who, you know, with your children, but I have to be honest and I have to say the truth. My children are not perfect. They would answer differently. But they're not perfect, and the reason I know they're not perfect because I, as a parent, am not perfect. And when you have multiple children, it becomes a trial and error thing. Dustin, being the oldest, is very good about reminding me of things and mistakes that I've made. To tell the truth, I've made them. Dustin came home, and I have to share this story because I get it thrown at me all the time. Dustin came home. He was in high school. His grades, they were okay, but they were less than satisfactory. And I knew that he could do better. I knew when I looked at his grades that he wasn't working at it as hard as he could. How did I know that? Because I'd seen him get better grades and when he applied himself. So when he came home and I saw the report card, I guess I came down pretty heavy on him. I scolded him. I think I grounded him. I think I took things away. I kind of got in his face and kind of put a little bit of fear there, maybe. I don't know. But I was really, really, really hard on him. Next time his grades came in, they were much better. That worked for him. Flash forward. Dana. The perfect child. No. Dustin, I'm just messing with you, man. Dana comes home from school. Here's her report card. And I open up the report card and I look at it. And again, the grades are not quite what they could be. They're not bad grades, but they're not good grades. And so as I was talking to Dana, and I looked at the report card, the tears just started coming down her face. And I'm like, it's okay, honey. It's all right. I know you can do better. I know your grades are going to come up. And don't worry about it. I'm not that concerned right now. You just work a little harder next time. And there's this voice comes out of the basement. Something like this. You got to be kidding me. That's a true story. We do the best we can, and when it comes to children, we understand that we're not perfect parents and that the children aren't perfect, but we also understand that we have a responsibility before God to raise our children in the fear and the knowledge of who God is. In Mount Carroll, at the Church of God in Mount Carroll, if you've ever been there, up behind the podium is an absolutely beautiful stained glass window. And the title of this stained glass window is Jesus and the Children. And what you see this beautiful image of Christ standing in the middle, and he's surrounded by children of all races, all nationalities, all cultures. And the more you look at this, you pick up different children. It's really well crafted because every time you look at it, you see something different. And what you see, though, is that Christ is reaching his hand down to the children and he's putting his blessing on the children. That's what we're looking to do today. We're looking to pray that God's blessing would be on the children. We have the privilege today of presenting children for the Lord's blessing. It's no small step in the life of a family or of the children. Parents, whether you're presenting children this morning or not, grandparents, all of you, take the role of raising the children seriously, because God takes it seriously. We want the children to be raised in a caring and nurturing home where God is taught on a daily basis. King Solomon, in his wisdom, stated in Proverbs 22:6, says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Folks, today, this training and this nurturing is left to the parents the parents and the church. Franklin Graham. How many have heard of Franklin Graham? Some of you have. Billy Graham? Am I that old? Who said that? No. Franklin Graham. He did a book, Rebel Without a Cause. And he describes his growing up. And how would you like to grow up the son of the greatest evangelist of that time, and the pressures that go with that? I mean, my kids say they have it hard when they would hear, "Now listen, you're the pastor's kid, you got to behave." They didn't hear that too much, but how'd you like to be Billy Graham's son? And the standard he had to hold up to. The truth is, he had a period of time in his life when he wasn't being the perfect son. He had a period of time in his life where he was running wild and he was doing things he shouldn't do and messing around with things he shouldn't be messing around with. He had a time in his life where he wandered away. And the image I get is, as this is going on and Franklin Graham and is doing his thing, is that Billy and his wife were on their knees. And they were bowing and they were praying before God for their son. That son would return, that son would be restored, that son would be made what he's supposed to be. And today, Franklin Graham is now running the Graham Association, and he has a wonderful ministry through Samaritan's Purse, as well as the evangelical ministry of the Billy Graham Association. The parents were involved in training up the child. They'll test you. They'll try their own things. They'll at times go their own way. But we as parents and we as a church continue to pray. I tell you what, when it comes to training up a child in the way they should go, if it's not here, if it's not the church, and if it's not Christian parents, then who's going to raise the children? The streets, their friends at school. A different value, a different morality, a different set of rules will come together, and that's how the children are raised. This past week, I saw two individuals arrested, and young people. One was 16, one was 14. The 16-year-old had gotten mad because the 16-year-old didn't want to go to school. You ever have kids that didn't want to go to school, or maybe kids you didn't want to go to school? Yeah, hands are going. Okay. This 16-year-old says, "I'm not going." And so what happened is the 16-year-old takes, and mom says, "Let's go. I'm going to take you to school." And bam, hits the mom in the head. And then hits the mom in the head again. And then the sister jumps in. And the sister jumps in, and the 16-year-old takes and claws the face of her sister. Just scratched it and open cuts and wounds on her face. And then they're trying to hold her down, the mom and the sister. And the sister gets bitten in the arm, and it breaks through the skin and it goes deep into the arm. Two places. The police show up for this disturbance, and they go in the house, and this 16-year-old is now fighting with the police. The rest of the story. In that family also exists a lack of godliness, a lack of Christian teaching. Drugs are brought into the house and out of the house. Home environment's not good. Where is this 16-year-old discovering how to behave? Another one is arrested. Good family. Good family. Parents, grandparents, they're on their knees, they're praying for this wayward child. But as of right now, as of today, this child has decided to go on a little wild side and getting in a little trouble and learning things in the streets. But the parents are praying that the child will come home. Do you ever think of the prodigal son? As parents, you ever think of this? The story of the prodigal son. He comes to his father. He says, you know what? I don't want to live the way you want me to live. I don't want to do the things you want me to do. I don't want to go where you want me to go. No, I'm not going to church with you anymore, Dad. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. It's all done. I'm going my way. By the way, Dad, give me my inheritance. Give me money so that I can go. Dad gives him the money, and he takes off, and he heads out into the world. And the world swallows him up, and the world consumes him. And soon he has spent all of his money on wild living and just a lifestyle that is wrong. And suddenly he's out of money, and he finds himself in a pig lot trying to get what food and what scraps are thrown in the lot before the pigs get to it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it when he is old. The young man realizes, you know what? My father's servants are treated better than this. And he returns home. And these parents, this father, sees him coming off in the distance. By the way, fathers will recognize their children. Sees him coming off in the distance, and he throws this celebration because the son has returned. He has come home. That which was lost has been found. Parents, realize this. Love your children. Teach your children. Train your children. Nurture your children. Something else to understand is that Scripture teaches us that our children are a gift from God. Now, I want you to think about this. Some of you don't understand it. And some of you, especially you young parents, at 2 o'clock in the morning, when the baby is crying, when they're hungry or a diaper needs changed, and maybe they're crying and you don't understand why they're crying, and the tears are coming down and you don't understand why the tears are there. Sometimes it's hard to realize or to think, this is my blessing. But they are. They are such a blessing. And I shared with Sherry, who is one of the happiest pregnant ladies I've ever met. I shared with her a little bit about tears, and I'm just going to tell you, count your tears as blessings. Count the tears as blessings. Because, folks, there's people who would love to have the children in their arms to count the tears. God has given you this gift. He has trusted them and trusted them to us, and it's only for a period of time. In the Old Testament, in Genesis 33:5, Jacob refers to his children as those that God has graciously given him. Every parent needs to realize that they've been given this gift. Psalm 127:3, children are a heritage from the Lord, a reward from him. Do you catch that, parents? Your children are a reward. They're a blessing. They're something. They're a heritage given to you by God. They're given from God as a blessing. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. There's some stuff there about parents and being proud, but it's also a little bit about grandparents. Grandparents, listen. You've raised your children. And I'm not sitting here today telling you to not be involved in the life of your grandchildren. I think you need to be involved in the life of your grandchildren. I think grandparents need to love their grandchildren, be there for them as much as they can. If you're in a situation where you can babysit, that's great. But you're the grandparent. You've raised your children. It is not your responsibility to raise the grandchildren. Be good parents by making sure that your children are raising theirs. People don't like to hear that, by the way. They don't like to hear that. But it's a proven fact that one of the problems existing in society today with children and with children of the streets and this type of thing is that grandparents are trying to raise these kids. You've raised yours. You've made your mistakes. But you've got your celebrations. And the thing you do with your children at this point is teach them to be parents by letting them be parents. Are they going to mess up? You bet. Are they going to do things differently than what you would have done or than what you did? Of course they are. But they're parents. And just like you, they're going to make their own mistakes, and they got to learn from them. They got to grow from them. Grandparents, love those grandchildren. But let their parents be parents. In Matthew 19, it says, then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. And Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And when he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. You see, Jesus, when he had the children come to him, he didn't baptize these children. And at no point in his ministry did Christ ever teach the baptism of infants. You won't find it in Scripture. It's not there. He merely blessed them, and Christ's emphasis is on the parents who have the responsibility of training the child in the way of righteousness and then safely bringing the child to that time in life when he or she will realize the terribleness of sin, and confessing sin, they receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and they are born again in the Spirit of God. That's the blessing. Parents, your job is to nurture your children, to help bring them to that point. The church should also be giving attention to the spiritual needs of the children and be in partnership with the parents. Church, we have a job too. And our job is to be there as a support for the parents. Our job is to help to nurture the children, to provide things where the children can learn, to encourage parents in difficult times. Church, we have a role. Today, we want to recognize some children and some parents. And what I'd ask at this time is that those parents, those family members who are presenting children for the Lord's blessing, would you just come up at this time? I just want you to line up right down front here. Just right. Right on, fill in. Come on down, come on down. There's more room over here. Slide. Could I get, Adam, could you guys slide down that way just a little bit, please? Slide down a little more. I have asked this morning, as we have this time together, if you could slide down. as we have this time together, I've asked that one of our elders in the church, Gene, and Pastor Scott would join us here as we would share in this time of blessing and God's blessing on the children. They're going to be helping with this. Scripture says, "And they brought young children to Jesus, that he would touch them. And he said, 'Let the little children come to me.'" And let me back up. Parents, first of all, as parents, you represent a generation of vision, a generation of service and godly purpose. To you has been given the responsibility of tomorrow's destiny. That's your children. Your greatest responsibility is to the child that you bring to the altar of this church for the Lord's blessing. This child given to you by God is your sacred trust. May you lead your child into the Christian faith. Surround that child with the culture, the nurture, and the training of the church. And later, send it out as a model of Christian character, filled with faith in God and love and service. Parents, would you repeat, "Lord, give us your blessing." Scripture says, "And they brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them. And he said, 'Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them to do so, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.' And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them." And parents, would you say, "Lord, give us your blessing." The Word of God says, again, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it." And again we say, "Lord, give us your blessing." Hi, James. He's my buddy. It's all right. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he says, "I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which was first seen in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that faith is in you also." And parents, would you say, "Lord, give us the faith for our children's sake." By presenting these children at the altar of the church, you give evidence of your faith in the Word of God, and your earnest desire that they may increase in spiritual wisdom and in the favor of God. It will be your happy privilege and profound responsibility in cooperation with the church to seek these spiritual achievements. Do you now promise to God and this church to provide a Christian atmosphere and teachings in your home? If so, would you say we do? Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we present these children, we lift them to you. Father, such a blessing, such a joy. And we just ask, Lord, that you would be with the parents and you would guide them, that they would raise their children in the nurture of who you are. Heavenly Father, we lift this to you, and now as we present certificates and pray your blessing on the child, we truly seek that. In Jesus' name, amen. Scott, would you?
I love Delaney with all my heart. I love you guys. They say sometimes as parents that you get back what you give. And I don't think that'll be the case with Delaney. Delaney is a sweet child. You guys are great parents. A little bit of advice. Make God first in your life. Because if he's first in your life, you'll be the man and the wife, the woman, the husband, the wife, the father, the mother, the parents that you need to be. So keep him first in your life. I see the lady for a minute. Lady Grace. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray your blessing upon the special couple here standing here today. and also this precious young lady that I hold in my arms. Father, I just pray that you would guide her, direct every step, that she would be the woman of God that she can be, that special girl, full of life, full of hope, full of grace as her namesake. Father, just protect her each and every day and help her parents be the parents that they need to be to raise her to that point so when she gets older, she doesn't stray and she has to fight a few less battles because her parents taught her. So Lord, I just pray again your blessing upon her, upon these, this special couple, that you would turn their lives upside down. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Richard and Liz, let's see if Natalie will come to me. Come here, baby. Oh, hey, this is going to work. Are you asleep? That's good. Richard and Liz, it is a joy to be with you at this time. It's a joy that you come and you present this beautiful child for the Lord's blessing. But we also ask God's blessing on you because you've been given an awesome responsibility. This child will be who you make her to be. She will follow your actions. She will follow your behavior. She will follow your temperament. In that, seek God's direction in all that you do. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, as I hold this precious child, I just lift Natalie up to you, Lord, that you would place your blessing upon her. Father, she has already been a blessing to her family. She is a blessing to those who know her. She is a blessing to this church. Now, Father, we just pray that as she grows, that she would just be nurtured in the knowledge of you, that she would grow and just become that child and even on into adulthood, that one that you would want, that you have called, that is your servant. Father, it's your blessing that we seek, and we lift her up to you as we lift these parents to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Got her. Oops. Where's James? I'll let you hold this. Come here, James. Come here, buddy. Oh. James, you're my buddy, huh? Okay. All right. Keith and Tana, it's my joy to stand with you two. And to be with James. It's a joy to see what you are doing in his life. I visited you in your home, and I see the example that you set, and I see the love that you're giving to your son, and I see the desire to have him raised in a Christian environment. That's a blessing. And James, you're a blessing. Uh-huh. And yeah, that's my microphone. And today, as we come, we want to just pray and just ask God's blessing on this wonderful child that God has given to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do lift James to you. Father, he is on a track and on a course to be the child that you've made him to be. Father, you have given him to loving parents, to Keith and to Tana, who just pour themselves into him. And Father, their life is so involved with his that it keeps them busy at times. But Father, it's so worth it. Thank you for their love. Thank you for their dedication and commitment to you. And now, Lord, I ask that you would just put your hand on James, that you would just bless his life and let him be a blessing to all that he meets. Lord, we just give this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
to keep your children focused on God. Katie, you and Dad have been friends of my family for a long time. This little guy is a really special guy. So, I mean, keep Christ focused in your life. Be the mom that you've always been, continue to be. And grandma, very important for grandma, too. Very important for grandma to be very, very involved. You have the privilege of having one close to you. Mine, unfortunately, is in San Diego. But I know it's old, we haven't seen him yet. But that's where he should. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we just bring Mason to you this morning. Pray, Lord, that as a family, they keep you close, they keep you foremost, Lord. And just as parents and the entire family, which includes aunts and uncles, it's a group effort, Lord, a family effort to raise up a child. Again, Father, we thank you for Mason. We just give him to you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Tim, last and certainly not least, and my buddy Landon. Hey, buddy, I'm going to let you stay in Dad's arms. A little bit of wisdom there. Sometimes you got to realize when's a good time. And that's right, Tim, we've been through a lot together on the fire department, on the ambulance, just being what some would call heroes, like Adam in the military and anybody and Gene on the police department. I know Stephanie's not able to be here with you today, and we know sometimes work gets in the way, but we see her presence here with us, and we just include her in this. Little bit of advice, kind of like for Adam and Carly. Be a hero at home first. Be the man of God that you need to be, and Stephanie, the woman of God. And together, if you keep them God first in your life, He will set you free. He will put you in that place that you need to be. So keep Him centered. And this young man, full of energy and life and vocal cords, will be a blessing. Will be a blessing because he is a miracle child, the child that you never thought you would be able to have. So Landon, I'm going to tickle you here a little bit, buddy, okay? Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray your blessing upon this miracle child, the child that many people said could never happen, but yet you found a way. Father, I pray your blessing upon him that with his energy and his character and his just a special personality that you would use him in some special way, in some God-centered way, to change this world, that he would impact the lives of those around him, that they would see how special of a child and how special of a man he'll become, and that one day he'll be the father, he'll be the husband that he needs to be because he kept you first, because of the examples that his parents set for him. Father, I pray your blessing upon Tiff and for Tim and Stephanie, that your hand would guide them each and every day of their life, that as they go and take care of others, that they would learn and take care of Landon and take care of one another, that you would be the center of their life, and that with the three of them, that nothing is impossible, that if you are the center of their life, that everything will be okay, no matter what comes their way. So Father, once again, I just pray an extra special blessing on Landon, that you would guide each and every step of his life, that you would keep him safe, and that you would keep him close to your heart. So, Father, we pray this blessing upon him and this couple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have a responsibility as parents, but also as a church. Friends and family, those who are here today, I would ask that you would stand. If you are willing to covenant with these families and to be a part of the church, saying we will be here for you, be a part of the church saying we will help you, we will be a part of seeing your children come to know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you stand today saying we support you. Parents, I want you to look for just a moment. You're not alone. And those times when you may think you've run out of answers, look around. There are people who have walked where you've walked, who have been through the things that you're going through, and they're more than happy to be a part of your life and the life of your child. Church, friends, family, are you willing to be a part of the nurture and the raising of these children? If you are, would you please say, "We do." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask now that you would continue to pour your blessings out on each one here. Father, the parents, the children, the grandparents, we just ask, Lord, that your blessing would be felt and that we would see children raised up in the knowledge of who you are, raised up in a home and in a lifestyle that is pleasing to you, that someday they would go out and be a part of reaching others for Christ. That someday, Lord, they would even be standing up front with their children and presenting them for your blessing. Lord, we continue to pray for that. We seek that. In Jesus' name, amen. Parents, you...